We're just kicking back out here, just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Hey, welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. We're all country and twisted up here, but hey, it's the holidays, and Barbecue Bob and I are going to be talking about the maybe some gifts for the griller on your list, because we do this every year, and it's our first year on Jethro doing this, so you guys are really in for a treat. Just trust me on that one. But I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. Thanks, Conrad. And what to get your grill, ho, ho,
right.
Ho.
Yes, there she is, right there. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about, of course, things that people that like to smoke and grill meat want to get for Christmas.
That's exactly
because
right.
This is the time when you get to get things that you won't buy for yourself because, you know, everybody's always fighting the budget thing, and you look at something and you go, oh, it's really nice. Oh, it's $100. I don't know. And now you can put it on your list, and you never know.
Yeah, so spend $100 on you, not on somebody else. Ooh, that's not the holiday spirit, is it? So
no.
Put it on your list is the deal.
Yeah,
put it all on the list.
And if you're the spouse of a griller listening, such as Conrad, his wife does the grilling there. See, you're going to get a front row seat to what to get your bride.
Oh, very nice. Well, I need some ideas, so
yeah,
go for it.
This stuff will rank right up there with a vacuum and an iron. I'm just telling you right now, she's going to love this stuff when we're done with you.
I have purchased both of those.
I understand.
I beg your pardon.
But not as a holiday gift.
Anniversary present.
Yeah. And he's still married, but I'm... yeah. But anyway, hey, before we get into that, Bob, we all got big holiday dinners coming up. And I've got a buddy that you know very well, Charlie Slosher. Charlie brought over a whole strip loin over Thanksgiving weekend to me, and I've got it in a steak ager. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about that because that's a gift that's out there. And
oh, so that was your gift, your Christmas gift?
No. I've had the steak ager. I'm aging a New York strip loin to bring to Christmas to his house.
I see.
But he bought the loin. So it's our gift.
Well, New York strip might be a good one to do that with.
Right. Yeah, it is. It is. I've done several of them in there. But what this is, it's called a steak ager, steakager.com. Steakager.com. You can go on there. It's a little box that goes inside of a beer fridge, what I call, you know, little dorm fridges or whatever they are, the half-height ones.
And that's the fridge you want to put it in because it stinks.
That's right. And you don't want to open it for 30 days because you want it in a controlled environment.
Well, you can't put it in your beer fridge then.
Right. So, but I have, you know, we all have multiple fridges, and
well,
that's the one I put
thing
it in.
Too, you know, if your garage is cold enough right now, you could just put it in a cooler in your garage.
Yeah, but not really, because this steak ager has an the blue light that kills the bacteria.
Okay.
And there's a little fan on it that moves the air in there inside the refrigerator. So what it does is I put it in there for 30 days in this little box that has the light and that kills bacteria, and then the fan, and it ages the steak. If you've ever been to a very high-end steakhouse, dry-aged steak on their menu is about 30% more than a regular steak.
So are you saying you're happy with this device now?
It's working okay. Right. Yep. Yeah. Once I figured it out, and it's working okay. But where I'm going is it's a $99 item.
So good gift.
For Christmas. It's a good gift, and it's simple. You put the steak in there, and you shut the refrigerator door and let it go for 30 days. Open it up, and you've got dry-aged beef, which in a restaurant is about 30% more than a regular cut.
Yeah, I think Conrad could buy this for his wife. She'll think she's getting the gift, but he's going to get aged beef every time she goes.
Ooh,
that's right.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that potentially that's a marriage made in heaven.
There you go.
But anyway, so this thing I've got this 10 pounds of strip loin in there that Charlie brought over, and I'll be pulling it out on Christmas Eve. And then we'll cook it up on Christmas Day, and after that the show after Christmas, then I'll report back. But a practical gift because I'm actually using it, but something that not everybody has.
Yeah.
So,
first time I think I remember having aged steaks. Well, I was in a very expensive neighborhood of Chicago, and I went to a meat market that was recommended.
Right.
And I bought 3 tomahawks for my favorite uncle who lived there.
Right. I remember that.
And I'm telling you, these things were amazingly tender.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he started off with beautiful, you know, prime pieces anyway.
Right.
But I think I paid like $50 a pound. This was 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, because but the reason that it's so expensive in a restaurant is as you age it, it shrinks. It dries out. You're pulling some of the moisture out.
You're throwing half of it away.
Right, yeah. By the time you trim it after it's done, because it'll get crusty on the outside.
It's going to look nasty.
And it shrinks down, but what's left is amazing. And so it's worth it. But, you know, special holiday treat.
Well, I'll be anxious to try a piece of that.
Yeah, right. I'll bring one over.
Yeah. Well, you'll be right by my house.
Right, I will. And you know what? Charlie doesn't know how big that thing was. No. When it went in there.
Well, I think you'll be there the night before.
Right.
Right?
No, I'm going to be at your house. I'll bring some over. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Might as well just stay at our house.
Right, yeah, and bring the steak. I don't know what happened to it, Charlie.
You still have a room.
Right, yeah. But anyway.
Guess what?
What?
My best girl's home this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's
weird. I don't know what to do. I got to act like I got work to do.
Right.
So I got my freaking barbecue shack done. I'm so happy.
What'd you use for sides on it? Anything?
Well, it's got a garage on the back side, a house on the other side, and then two sides are open.
Okay.
I might put something on the west end. I'll let you know by the end of winter.
Right.
Because it's pointed directly south, so the north and east walls are protected.
Right.
But that southwest and west side can get pretty wicked in the winter.
I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but I would anticipate that you could even do something as simple as a tarp.
I'm thinking about like one of those bamboo roll down mats, you know, put a track and break the wind.
Yeah, that's all you want to do.
I break the wind all the time.
Well, that's why your grilling's outside.
I finished it Saturday night, and I'll tell you what, I was doing it by myself, and it's, I think, around 10, 11 feet tall where it starts on the garage.
Right.
And it's around 8 or 9 where it comes to the overhang.
Right.
And it's everything on a ladder. I just put pavers in under there, and they're not settled real well, and there's some sandy spot. You know where I'm going. I'm setting my big 9-foot ladder up. And
you're setting your big 9-foot frame to lie in a heap on the ground is what you're doing.
It is a scary, scary thing. Yeah. And then I got to get up and put metal on it.
Don't you have young men that are kind of in your family that could come over and help you with that
stuff?
You
know, I used to could.
Yeah.
There was actually one in the basement, but he's studying for exams. He's finishing up his chemical.
Better than studying how to feed you when you fall off that thing and break your neck.
He finishes his chemical engineering degree here in one more semester. He's only got 2 classes left, and he's doing his finals for his last. So
good for him.
And he was sick.
Yeah.
And we've all been sick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He had the same crud I had.
A lot of people are getting it. It's not the COVID. It seems like some sort of a flu or something going around.
Right?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
It's called
just
the
this
flu.
Year, just this year's deal.
So,
hey, I got one more thing for the holiday. I make compound butter. This time of year.
Yes.
And because it goes on a lot of things really well. What's your favorite? You know, I do it with shallots and garlic is my
favorite. Two different ones?
No, one.
Oh.
I mix the two. Dice the shallots really, really small. If you don't know what a compound butter is, super simple. I buy salted butter rather than unsalted because I like a little bit of that flavor in there. And you soften it down, and you mix in some maybe like half a shallot. I'm doing 2 sticks at a time because I like a little bit bigger portion of it. I do 2 sticks of butter, real butter, whole butter with salted.
So you're not really melting the butter.
No, I'm softening
you're
it.
You're leaving it on the counter for a day.
Right, and so I can mix it up.
Yeah.
Diced up half a shallot. Shallots are very sized, but about a half a shallot. And then I'll take minced garlic. Not garlic powder, but minced garlic, so there's a little bit of texture to it. And I'll mix a couple tablespoons of that in there, and you mix it all up, and then you pull it out of the bowl with a spatula and put it on a piece of wax paper, and then just roll it like so it looks like a Tootsie Roll when you're done. It's round, and twist it up on the ends. Throw it in the freezer, and give it a day is all it'll take to freeze up. And then you slice this stuff as medallions. So when I do this, these aged steaks that I have, they're going to have a little medallion of this compound butter on top of
them. Some of you might have good rolling skills, so you might be able to roll
with one hand or two hands. Right, yeah. No, but this will be about as big around as a golf ball.
Yeah, and you refrigerate it, cut it into slices.
Yeah, little medallions.
Throw it on a steak.
Oh,
baby.
Yeah, really good. All right. Well, hey, coming up next, we do, believe it or not, have a bunch of the gifts for the holidays that we want to talk about. But before we do that, you got to talk to a beer guy. So coming up next, Jim from Schmoe's Brewery. He's the founder, and he's going to tell us all about it. Stick with us. We'll be back.